Well, October the 10th, 2024. What time is it? It's just almost 10 to 9 a.m. Well, if there's someone calling me on, she's the one. So, folks in America, do the right thing for your country. Do the right thing. So, I've said, with the healing that Joe Biden received very recently, that healing will allow him to make very good decisions for the American people. Because he has no influence, he has no threat, he has no energetic threat. There's a lot of us, we don't realize it, we have entities on us, and these entities, for the most part, are past life, full-length souls from other people. That's on us that if we don't do certain things, it will bring disease into our body. It will kill us. It will cause us to have a heart attack. It could do a lot of bad things. So Joe Biden has been freed from all that. Confirm it. Pen verify that again. Has he been freed from all that? Okay, he's exactly. And so this is good. The healing went through. And we tried many, many, many times. I even took trips to Delaware to try to meet. But now I because of the healing, what was involved, it was good that I did not meet with him in person. Because I didn't want him to know who was doing what to him. Other than that's been looked after. I didn't want him to know that. But he's been set free. And so what we need to understand, why is it that the Republicans do not, we're not talking all Republicans, because there are a bunch of Republicans that are now going from being Republican and they're supporting Democrats. And they're the smart ones. They're the smart ones. Because they're the ones that really, they don't want World War III. But there are many others that were programmed to take us into World War III. But on a conscious level, they didn't understand this. But they're subconscious. And when we take a look at this matrix, there really isn't any conscious. And I want to talk about that at a different time, because we're all living on subconscious. And subconscious is the memory of our other incarnation from the other planet, the other universe that we came from. But I'm not going to get into that. What I am going to say, and this is really, really important. The Republicans, again, was programmed to take us into World War III. And I made a statement maybe 5-6 years ago. I wrote something. The premiers of Canada, they got that notice. And I made that statement. It's a powerful statement. And it's not their fault because they were programmed that way. So we can't judge them. They were programmed to take us into World War III. This is no longer the situation. This is good news. Again, we cannot judge or punish or do anything to a Republican because we're all actors on the stage. They were simply reading their lines. Now, if Joe Biden was to die, would he go to heaven? And the answer is yes. So that says something on its own. And if Kamala Harris was to die, would she go to heaven? And the answer is yes. This is what I'm asking the world, the American people, to take with you. and the Canadian government to understand, make sure you go with the right horse. It's either black or white. And you're going to take white, I hope. And so my only concern trying to protect a lot of people, based on you having this knowledge, if you're American, and then if you do vote for a Republican, then they get elected, and then they take us into World War III, you will create a huge karmic debt. And you will have to go through some horrific experience in another incarnation because you didn't listen. The wheels are turning. Vote. I'm asking you, vote for Democrats. Your other incarnations to come will be a lot easier. So here's the question. This is how the Matrix is programmed right now. If Oh, Siri, you're listening to my conversation again. So if the U.S. election was taken today, this is where the Matrix, the software program, the Crystal Lattice, if it was to be taken today, what would really happen? Well, most Americans who do vote would vote Democrat because Democrats represent the light. And we have to keep in mind that you've got the light, you've got the dark. The primary purpose of the dark is always to destroy the reputation and credibility of the light. It always is. That's part of the deal. That's part of my deal, too. The dark tried to destroy my reputation, credibility. It's going to be like that the rest of my incarnation. I say to the American people, keep your reputation and vote for your future and vote Democrat. When we take a look at, what is it? Should I say this, Father? Yes? He says yes. Okay. So it is true, about a month ago, 80 million Americans had an oath to the Republican Party to vote in the Republican Party. 80 million. They had an oath. And the oath basically states that it doesn't matter what the Republicans do, regardless of what their history is, what their past is, they still must vote Republicans. That's the contract. That's the software program. Regardless, and all the Republicans have to do is just say, vote for me. There's 80 million. A month ago, 80 million, just say, vote for me. There doesn't need to be any sort of platform or some ideology that's going to help the world. It's not necessary. Because these individuals had an oath and they received this oath from another incarnation. And they were committed in this incarnation where they had to vote Republicans. Because of the change of responsibility, the Prince of Darkness to the light, those 80 million people in the United States no longer, they do not have an active oath. People with the pen verify that. Verify, is that true? They do not have an active oath. So all the Democrats have to do is come up with a platform that is true, that is doable, that you are committed to complete while in office, and that's going to help the American people. That's all you've got to do. And of course, between now and Election Day, it's very important that you aggressively ensure that Israel goes through a ceasefire. This is absolutely, absolutely essential. They have no business now saying no to the United States. They have no business. There's no programming that says they cannot agree with the United States. That's been lifted. So Benjamin can now say, yes, he can move towards peace. And he has to. He really has to do this. And I hope he does. So we are going to go to break right now. And he's really working through me this morning. He's really, really working through me. And God is going to help the people in Florida. All of you are going to be helped. And whatever you do, the people in Florida, do not blame God. Don't get angry with God. Simply let go of all your anger and revenge towards everyone. And don't do any forgiving to anyone. Don't do this. Embrace the fact that there is a change going on this planet, a transition from the dark to the light. And we're in the perfect moment of this transition where the government, less than 30 days ago, the U.S. government was programmed not to help the people of Florida. Because of this change, the government now has to help the people of Florida, and they will do it. They're programmed to do this. So the timing is perfect for the people of Florida to get help. And just know that help is coming. And when you do receive the help, appreciate the help. It's very important. And help those who suffer, help them out. Don't be selfish. Help them out. And have respect for law and order. And respect the responders who are at times their life is in danger by helping you, along with the military, the Navy, and so on, and the police. So please, please cooperate, and you will receive many, many, many blessings. But do not protest against the government. So we are going to break now, and we're going to listen to Beyonce, Halo, and I love this song. We're going to be right back, and my name's Brian. You're listening to Clarity Radio. Thank you.
Surrounded by your embrace, baby, I can see you. gravity came again to pull me back to the ground again. It was like I've been awakened. Every rule I had you breaking. The risk that I'm taking, I'm never gonna.